We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Next to mortgages, childcare is the biggest expense families face. And as the exact date that classrooms can resume for in-person instruction remains uncertain, the need for childcare is more critical than ever. On the line with me is the CEO of Upfront, which works to make the costs of childcare more transparent for consumers. Dana Levin Robinson, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about Upfront. What is it exactly?
Sure thing. So Upfront is a website, allupfront.com, where we gathered pricing data from users themselves and then allow other users to find out how much daycare is near them actual cost. So the closest comparison is the same way that Glassdoor collects salaries. We do that with prices.
How did you come up with this concept?
Like most startup founders, it came from a personal experience. So many years ago when I was engaged, I met with a florist, you know, sat through all the pretty photos, and at the end of the hour, got the pricing sheet and realized she was never in my budget. And the seed kind of got planted of, why didn't I know that? Why did I just waste my time meeting with someone that was I could have never afforded, that was never, you know, even an option, but I didn't have that information, you know, up front. So that's really kind of where the idea came of, what if these numbers were public? The numbers are out there. People have used these businesses before, yet we've never really given that data a destination.
So how does Upfront work?
So it works by having, you know, users, new parents, expecting parents, submitting prices through our website. We on the back end collect all that information. For example, if we have, you know, four prices for a specific daycare, we'll average it out. And then you'll, when a different user comes and looks, they'll be able to see the maximum, the minimum, and then the average cost for that daycare. So it's really for users and by users.
Why is there a need, especially now, for this type of service?
You know, this was always true. And I really think that, you know, the COVID pandemic has made this problem worse, which is childcare affordability. On one hand, a lot of people withdrew their kids from daycares when the pandemic hit. You know, obviously people weren't sending their kids to daycare when everything closed. And now there's a new emergence for a search. People are looking for new daycares. They're looking at new options. And cost has never been more relevant. You know, revenues are down. A lot of people are, you know, their income got hit and they need to find something a little bit cheaper. And if you can't search for something by price, how are you going to find out if it's cheaper?
Why do you think companies keep information about their pricing so secretive?
It's such a great question. And, you know, we have so many theories and we've talked to different daycare owners. A big component of it is honestly because it's beneficial to them to keep it hidden. The same way that I met with that florist, you know, it's an emotional decision. Where you send your kid to a daycare is an emotional decision of, you know, I want my, you know, little angel to have the best. So a lot of parents, once they go in, they do the tour, they find themselves stretching their budget, you know, to afford something that they fell in love with. And if they had realized that it was never in their budget, they would have never toured it to begin with. So we often find that it's hidden because the, you know, the daycare operators want you to go into that tour and they want you to go above your budget because, you know, you fell in love with the place.
I'm speaking with Dana Levin Robinson, CEO of Upfront, a website which works to make the cost of childcare more transparent for consumers. Dana, how do you collect the numbers?
We collect them through our website. Anyone can submit a number. We have quite a few quality controls on our back end, you know, to sort out anything incorrect or, you know, a mistype. And we average them out so everyone could see it. It's all in the open.
What tips do you have for parents shopping for daycare during COVID?
I would say, you know, and this advice would have applied even before COVID, but I would say especially now when in-person tours is not really something any of us want to do, I would say narrow your list to about three or four places, whether you use our site, you know, allupfront.com, or, you know, find on Facebook groups different parenting groups in your area where, you know, people have recommendations. Find out what your options are, you know, decide what your budget is, what your family can afford, and then narrow it down to about 3 to 4 to tour. You know, don't make that list much longer because, A, you don't want to go in person to a lot of these places, but also then it just becomes an overwhelming amount of options.
It's said that childcare is the number one expense next to mortgages for families.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about those statistics?
Absolutely, yeah. So Child Care Aware of America in 2015 came out with a report. And actually, depending on the region of the country, it is often the second largest expenditure after housing. And in some areas, like the South, it's actually higher. So it's pretty crazy, you know, that it is such a core part of a lot of families. We don't really talk about how expensive it is to afford, you know. And for example, like I'm based in New York City. And if you looked at the average daycare of within our city, which is about $2,200 a month, and the household income is $60,000, that's 45%, right? That is a crazy representation of your household income going into this one area. And, you know, we're always talking about how expensive housing is and, you know, cost of living, but really childcare should be taken into that account.
What's your personal background as CEO of Upfront?
Yeah, so I came up through different digital marketing firms and a startup before Upfront, before starting the company. I was the chief of staff at Virtual Health, which was a growth stage startup in New York City. We were Deloitte's 39th fastest growing company. And I basically got the experience that few founders had, which is I got to build 5 departments from scratch. I was a really early employee, really understood what day zero looks like for a startup. And when I built Upfront, I felt like I came in with a lot of that experience, where it was a huge privilege because a lot of founders don't get to do that in a past life.
Right now, allupfront.com focuses on childcare, but do you have plans to expand that information sharing into other sectors as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we really see childcare and daycares as our pilot. And we've already launched in New York and Boston, and we're looking at San Francisco, LA, and Chicago this January. But the goal is eventually to make us a directory for every price. If you want to know how much something costs, you come to allupfront.com.
Is there anything else you want us to know?
I would say, you know, we would love, obviously, everyone to go to our site and submit the numbers. We really look at what we're doing as a public service almost. The more numbers people submit, the more numbers are available to people like you to look at them.
I've been speaking with Dana Levin Robinson, CEO of Upfront, a website which works to make the cost of childcare more transparent for consumers. Dana, would you give us the website again, please?
Absolutely. It's allupfront.com.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.